Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shen Yun brings divine messages to sold-out shows at Lincoln Center. Hong Kong, character formation and march captivate Chinese tourists. Manhattan, New York, 9-day Falun Dafa seminar at Tianti Bookstore brings positive change. Choosing to be good. Book about organ harvesting atrocities released in Czech Republic. And Shandong woman dies under suspicious circumstances. Police declare death natural and have her body forcibly cremated. Now for the stories.
Shen Yun brings divine messages to sold-out shows at Lincoln Center. Shen Yun Performing Arts presented 5 sold-out shows at New York City's Lincoln Center on January 14 through 17, 2016. Besides the visual enjoyment, many attendees were also touched by their emotional experience. Phenomenal and extraordinary. It's just phenomenal, said Joffrey, a luxury interior designer. He described the experience as a splendid evening. It was very exciting and the talent is extraordinary, he added. This was very beautiful and a revelation. It's like watching poetry in motion. This show resonates the divine within you. This show resonates the divine within you, said Edward, a musician and top New York hairstylist. The execution is incredible, he said of the dancing. The height that some of the dancers is getting is very, very high when they are doing a split. It speaks to my heart and soul. Sandy, a financial advisor, attended the Sunday matinee with her friend Philip, who is an attorney. The two felt spiritually touched by the Shen Yun performance. It's spectacular. It's very uplifting, she said. It speaks to my heart and soul. She said of the performers, they are so light and graceful and high-spirited. Philip was touched by the messages in the show, he shared. We don't take status and wealth with us when we leave this world. It's just about our kindness and our affection and our good acts. Shen Yun reveals deep messages. Subconsciously, we are part of this, but we don't realize it, said Peter, a retired sales representative from the food industry. He was touched by Shen Yun at a spiritual level. He shared his understanding, saying, God is coming to renew the earth, and we who are here are going to be part of this new generation, if you will. One of the most beautiful experiences, said Nanette, an upstate New York business owner. She described the show as well-presented and very emotional. The message is very profound. Nanette was brought to tears by the performance. She added, a lot of love is what I saw. Lots of love. Shen Yun will continue its United States tour with performances in Las Vegas, Nevada, Boston, Massachusetts, and Raleigh, North Carolina in January, and will return to the Lincoln Center for 12 performances in March.
Hong Kong, character formation and march captivate Chinese tourists. Hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners from Hong Kong and neighboring regions held a series of activities on January 16th to raise awareness about the persecution of the spiritual practice in China. The participants arranged themselves into 3 Chinese characters for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and demonstrated the Falun Gong meditation exercise in the morning. Practitioners then held a rally at King's Road Playground, followed by a march. Many spectators, including Chinese tourists, were impressed by these large-scale activities and said that they were glad to see the events and understood the message well. Mr. Ma, who was traveling from Guangzhou in Guangdong province, said, I was astonished by this because I've never seen something like this before. He said that people in China should have the same freedom of belief as those in Hong Kong. Inevitable momentum. Mr. Khan, spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association, said that the persecution in China lost strength as more people learned about Falun Gong and the persecution. He explained at the rally, after the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party was published in late 2004, over 220 million people quit their memberships in the party and its affiliated organizations. On average, about 100,000 people declare their withdrawals from the party each day, from high-level government officials to ordinary citizens. Around 800 practitioners attended the rally at King's Road Playground, which was themed Stopping the Persecution and Bringing Key Perpetrators to Justice. Another mark of progress is the wave of criminal complaints being filed against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese Communist Party leader who orchestrated the persecution campaign. More than 200,000 complaints against Jiang have been filed with China's highest courts since May 2015. Support from Chinese tourists. Many local residents and Chinese tourists watched the Falun Gong events despite the rain. Mr. Wang from Beijing said that this was the first time he had seen a march like this. "It looks very unique to me," he commented. After hearing one practitioner explain the crimes the Chinese regime had committed, he agreed to withdraw from the party. Ms. Lin, who works in Guangzhou, came with her friends. She said the trip was very meaningful for her because she saw the march by Falun Gong practitioners. She said, "My friend told me once you have a permit, you can hold a march and express your opinion in public. This is unimaginable in mainland China." Ms. Liu from Shenzhen said that despite having visited Hong Kong several times, this was the first time she had seen a march by Falun Gong practitioners. She said, "I like the freedom here. After all, people should have opportunities to express what they think, right?"
Manhattan, New York, 9-day Falun Dafa seminar at Tianti Bookstore brings positive changes. Ever since I was young, people told me if someone slaps you on the left cheek, you should also turn your right cheek to that person. But I did not understand why. The Falun Dafa 9-day seminar explained everything, said Begeter, as she recalled the recent workshop held at the Tianti Bookstore in Manhattan, New York. Coming from South America and raised Catholic, she had tried various types of meditation during her search for a spiritual path. Someone told her about Falun Dafa 2 years ago, but she simply filed the information away and did not pursue it at that time. But when I saw a notice for a 9-day seminar recently, I told myself not to miss it. She bought a copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa's teaching, in English before the seminar and began to read it. In the first 2 days of the seminar, however, she felt sleepy and could not understand parts of the lecture. I also had difficulty reading the book. Nonetheless, I knew I should complete the session. The situation improved starting on the 5th day. Her mind became clearer, and she suddenly could understand a lot more. Reading Juan Falun was also a pleasant experience, and she found the teachings very profound. I now feel like I have understood more of the teachings, and I know the 9-day seminar was so important to me, she explained. All questions answered. Quentin is a tall man who had practiced martial arts for many years. One martial arts friend told me about Falun Dafa. I read Juan Falun and felt like my head was exploding with surprises. All the questions I had in the past were answered. Living 2 hours from Manhattan, he always arrived 1 hour in advance for the 9-day seminar session to avoid being late. Then an interesting thing happened on the 8th day, he shared. Somehow on that day, Quentin felt he needed to leave home 1 hour earlier than normal, which he did. But as the trains passed the Jamaica subway station, there had been some accidents, and all trains were stopped. People were stuck in the station and did not know what to do. It was chaotic. At that time, I heard a voice in my head saying, "Walk to the front." So I went to the front of the train car. The voice then told me to go one level below. I exited the train and went downstairs and saw a train to Manhattan. There were only 3 people on the train because most people did not know about it. Interestingly, this regular train changed to express service after Quentin boarded. So he arrived in Manhattan on time after all and was able to attend the seminar. As I thought it over, I could not explain it. It seems that it was all arranged, he said.
Choosing to be good. There are all types of people in society. However, experience has shown me that deep inside, every person wishes to be honest and kind. I went to my old house one day that had been vacant for a long time. I noticed some pieces of metal in the yard had disappeared, and there were few pears left on the tree. Maybe a thief came, I thought, but I didn't think more about it. I returned to the house a few days later. This time I was startled to see the door had been pried open and all the metal fixtures and other things inside the home were gone. Several branches had also been broken on the pear tree. Obviously, the thief returned and took the metal to recycle for money and ate some pears. I thought, does this person need help? As a Falun Dafa practitioner, I knew I should put others first and wondered how I could help him. I found a piece of paper and wrote, "Friend, if you need money for medical bills or your child's tuition, please tell me and I will try my best to help you. Falun Dafa teaches us to be good people. Please remember, Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Your future will be brighter. Please write down what you need. I also left some money for you. Please take the envelope." I put 130 yuan in an envelope and put the paper and envelope near the place the person had broken into. I then put a flyer which introduced Falun Dafa and a Falun Dafa symbol under the paper. I returned to the house the following week. The envelope was gone, but no message was left. The house was there for 5 years, but nothing else was removed. I think the person found his kind nature and decided to be a good person and stop stealing. I thought about my life, and I felt so lucky to practice Falun Dafa. The first half of my life was a struggle to survive. However, my life completely changed after I met Master Li, the founder, and started to practice Falun Dafa. The first few times I read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, I thought it taught people to be kind and honest, and I didn't try to mind my behavior. I just loved reading Juan Falun, so I read it again and again. Gradually, I began to understand how to be a good person. My health also improved. The frequent flu and migraines I was plagued with disappeared. Medicine bottles no longer occupied a corner of my desk. My job is loading and unloading trucks at a warehouse. The long-distance drivers' jobs are dangerous and exhausting. I tried my best to make their lives easier. When their documents were ready, I would immediately load or unload for them so that they wouldn't have to wait. I tried to provide them with good service to ease their burden and help them drive safer. When the drivers noticed that I was trying to help them, they offered cigarettes, money, or soft drinks. I always declined their gifts. Some drivers didn't understand. I explained that Falun Dafa taught me to be a good person. My job is to load and unload for them, so I ought to do it well and not expect gifts. I often gave them Falun Dafa information and told them to remember Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good to safeguard them on their trips. At first, my co-workers thought I wasn't very smart or I was putting on an act. So I told them about Falun Dafa, karmic retribution, and the importance of being moral and virtuous. After some time, my co-workers realized that Falun Dafa practitioners have a higher moral standard. My righteous behavior and Falun Dafa's positive energy also improved our work environment. You now seldom hear any bad language or see any poor behavior. After practicing Falun Dafa for 12 years, I look younger than most people my age. I have not taken a single pill or spent a penny on medical bills for 12 years. My friends think it's amazing. I suddenly realize that by choosing to practice Falun Dafa, you are choosing health, beauty, and a high moral standard.
Book about organ harvesting atrocities released in Czech Republic. American investigative journalist and author Ethan Gutman arrived in the Czech Republic on January 8, 2015, for a week-long series of events to launch the Czech version of his book, The Slaughter, and raise awareness of the Chinese regime's harvesting of organs from living prisoners of conscience. The Czech edition of the book was published in November 2015 and is the second translation after the German version. During the January events, Gutman presented his findings at two Czech universities, in the parliament before the Subcommittee for Human Rights, and at several other talks. Senator Patrick Kunkar commented after one of Mr. Gutman's talks, "As for the forced organ harvesting of political prisoners in China, it is something inconceivable. I think it's important the public is informed about it in order to prevent those brutalities as much as possible. This is basically a parallel to what was going on in our country during communism, and it shows that every instance of totalitarianism is evil and eliminates its opponents in the most gruesome manner. And if there is any chance to make money on it, they will do it." Gutman was working in Beijing in 1999 when the persecution of Falun Gong began. He quickly realized that Falun Gong had become the most important issue for the Chinese Communist Party. Seeing over the 10 years how poorly the topic of Falun Gong and the persecution had been reported and misunderstood in the West, and how unbalanced the books were written on the topic by Western scholars were, he embarked on a journey to investigate and write his own book. Years of painstaking research resulted in the publication of The Slaughter. Gutman originally intended to write about the conflict between Falun Gong and the Chinese Communist Party. However, as he interviewed many witnesses for the book, he realized that the forced organ harvesting was indeed going on in China, and that Falun Gong practitioners were the largest group victimized. The day before Mr. Gutman spoke at the Second Faculty of Medicine at Charles University, one of the doctors present, an official from the Transplantation Society, said that two of his patients, both of Vietnamese origin, had traveled to China to receive kidney transplants. This suggests that organ tourism to China is happening everywhere and is not limited to only wealthy Western or Asian countries. Gutman explained that in China, a donor has to die in order for someone else to receive a new organ, including kidneys. He estimates that up to 75% of the prisoners used as organ sources are prisoners of conscience, mostly Falun Gong practitioners. These people are killed by Chinese surgeons on the operating table, said Gutman. He said, a moral and ethical line has been crossed here. Doctors are the most respected members of society across the world. To turn them into these mass murderers is a terrible thing. He, along with other dedicated investigators and doctors, has been working hard to push individual countries to minimize their contributions to the problem and ban organ tourism to China.
Shandong woman dies under suspicious circumstances. Police declare death natural and have her body forcibly cremated. 10 weeks after a 45-year-old woman died under suspicious circumstances in a detention center, the local police moved her body from the morgue without her family's knowledge and had it cremated a few hours later. Ms. Sun Chu-ju was a Falun Gong practitioner from Shandong Province. She was arrested on October 22, 2015, after filing a lawsuit against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin for initiating the persecution of Falun Gong. The day before her scheduled release, she was summoned to the guard's office of Wuchang County Detention Center to sign some papers. Several witnesses later confirmed that Ms. Sun, a very healthy woman, suddenly displayed symptoms of a stroke that evening. She died at 8 o'clock the very next morning on November 4, 2015. Ms. Sun's family suspected foul play in her death and requested a thorough investigation. The local police department and the detention center, however, claimed that she had died of natural causes. As the tug-of-war went on between the family and the authorities, Ms. Sun's body remained in the morgue of the local hospital. In the meantime, the police worked to intimidate the witnesses to make false statements about what they saw happen to Ms. Sun that evening. Ms. Sun's family eventually gave in to police threats in early January and signed her death certificate, ruling her death a natural one. The police called Ms. Sun's son at around 9 a.m. on January 13th, informing him that his mother's body was scheduled for cremation at 2:30 that afternoon. Shocked by what he heard, the son rushed to the hospital, only to be told more shocking news. The Wuchang County Detention Center director had already ordered the body transferred to the crematorium. The son wasn't sure if Lee did this before or after the phone call. As soon as the son and two of his relatives arrived at the crematorium, they were surrounded by several dozen armed police officers. When the son refused to sign the cremation paper, the police detained him. Unable to do anything to change the situation, the 21-year-old young man succumbed. His relatives took photos of what happened, but were soon forced by the police to delete the pictures. The son was not given her ashes after the cremation. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.